the voice of Dorset. This is Born Free.
It's 4:30 and I'm Marta Clayton. There are claims of a lack of consultation about plans to build a wind farm along the Dorset coast. The proposed seabed site is within the area from Purbeck to the Needles. Bournemouth councillor David Smith says that no one in the council was properly aware of the consultation process last year, and he says people might be worried.
Bournemouth is a tourist town. We rely heavily on tourism and the visitors coming to our town, and at the moment we have a very natural and beautiful view out to sea from the coastline, and if at all possible we would like to protect that.
But the energy company proposing the scheme says the consultation last year was merely informal. Eneco say a formal consultation will begin around June. Poole Council has decided to charge its residents for their green waste, but it is not yet known what the charges will be. Angela Pooley from Friends of the Earth feels they should be charging people for their non-recyclable waste by weight.
I think it's disappointing, but I can understand in the current situation why this is being looked at. My concerns would be is that it will discourage people from actually recycling their garden waste.
A local lecturer at Arts University College Bournemouth has spoken out in favour of arts subject. This is in response to the Russell Group, which says that students should be encouraged to opt for traditional subjects. The report states that students who take traditional subjects such as maths, English and geography at A-level will be given preference over ones who opt for soft subjects. But senior photography lecturer at AUCB, Hitesh Ambasna, says that this kind of guidance will have a negative effect on the arts. O'Neill's Pub at the town centre has organised Bournemouth Unplugged 2011, a competition to find the best acoustic talent. The winners stand to win a promotional tour, a photo shoot with Dreadlock Photography and a recording contract. The contestants have to perform 5 original songs and 1 cover version. The event is being held every Wednesday, with the winner to be announced on March the 30th. The weather for the rest of the day in Bournemouth will continue to be cloudy, with further rain or drizzle expected. Overnight temperatures will be mild at 8 degrees. The forecast for Friday is much the same, with fog in the morning leading to heavy rain by midday. And finally, the traffic. There is slow traffic on the A3049 Wallacedown Road in both directions in Bournemouth, between the Wallacedown and University roundabouts, because of temporary traffic lights. That's all we have for today. Goodbye.